I'm Andy Field, ABC News, with the Republican's weekly address.
93% of the American people are concerned about inflation. 42% say they are struggling just to stand still financially. 63% say that gas prices, inflation, bills, or the economy are their biggest concerns. That, Mr. President, is because 100% of the American people live in a country experiencing the worst inflation in more than 40 years. And 100% of the American people live in a country where things did not have to be this bad, but for Democrats' deliberate policy choices. Don't take it from me. Listen to Larry Summers, Treasury Secretary to President Clinton and NEC Director for President Obama. Here's what Larry Summers had to say. There wouldn't have been nearly the same kinds of supply chain problems if we weren't giving people who were laid off unemployment insurance that was far more than the salaries they had been earning. If we weren't mailing checks willy-nilly, there would have been less spending that would have meant less bottlenecks. He continued, printing money and distributing it well ahead of the supply of goods is a prescription for inflation. And that's what we did. We injected enough money into the economy to make total spending grow at 11.6% rate last year. When you have 11.6% growth rate in spending, then on any reasonable theory of how much capacity there is, you're going to have a lot of inflation. And that's what we did. That's a top Democrat talking. But he is intellectually honest. He tried to advise Washington Democrats not to dump nearly $2 trillion onto the economy, but of course they didn't listen. And now working families are stuck with skyrocketing costs and bills as a consequence. You'd think the worst inflation in 40 years would be enough to convince Democrats to stop running these painful experiments on American families. But if you could believe it, almost every House and Senate Democrat would like to follow this up, this historic inflation with massive new tax hikes. The same people who spent us into inflation want to tax us all the way into recession. So let's hope the small handful of Democrats who see the insanity of this approach continue to stand strong for our country.
I'm Andy Field, ABC News.